We go from men's basketball to women's basketball and Mix 93 WKMJ Huskies Drive Time right here as we get set to talk to head coach of the women's basketball team, Kim Cameron. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
Good. Nice to talk some Michigan Tech Huskies hoops today as we get set for the big matchup between arch rival Northern Michigan University. Talk about Thursday and Saturday's games, if you could, as we go head to the last game of the regular season, coach.
Okay. Am I going backwards first?
Yeah, go backwards first.
Okay. We, we ended the weekend the way that we needed to. Obviously, on Thursday, we went into an overtime game with Northwood, and if anybody were to look at the score, they would be kind of blown away by, one, the number of points that we scored, and then more importantly, the number of points that we gave up. The 90-96 score was something that we hadn't had yet this year. It was the highest points. Obviously, it's the highest number of points that we gave up, and I think it wasn't any lack of intensity or drive to win or lack of effort. The bottom line was we didn't execute, and the problem was they scored every single time down the floor, and it just seemed it compounded, and I thought we were in a great position to get the win. And at the end of the game, obviously everyone saw you're up 8 with 2 minutes to go, and it's amazing how fast it can go, and it's amazing how fast the pressure can build on a team, and how you think you're one pass away from getting it over half court, and they take their press off, and you win the game, or you hit the rim and you get an offensive rebound, and they don't have a fast break layup with 4 seconds to go and hit a shot. It just everything compounds. But that being said, I think there's so much that we got from the last 4 minutes of regulation and into overtime that we can improve on, and even just having to go through that and being just flat out better the next time that it happens, hopefully we'll be better for that situation.
Well, you look at listening to the game, there was so much going on. Wes is describing everything that's happening, and you're up by 5, and then it looks like things are in hand, we're going to be okay. Is there one thing with everything that was going on in that short period of time, is there one thing towards the end of regulation that you go, that was it, that was what killed us, or whatever?
There was two things that I thought that were in the regulation part. We got an offensive, or we got a defensive rebound, got hit, fell down, the ball dropped, they picked it up and hit a 3. And from that point, the gym is kind of crazy, everybody's in a hurry, and the next play, we did not break the press successfully, turned it over again, and obviously the 2 back-to-back 3s will kill you, but just the falling down and the rebound and that 3, I think, was huge. It was tough, and there's no call or no call. It's just you have to be better, you got to be stronger, you got to be tougher, and that could go for a number of the plays in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Well, you had a tough first half against Lake Superior State. You eventually bounced back and got the win against the Lakers 72-61 on Saturday. But was that first half just a matter of maybe a little hangover from that Thursday game?
I think it had to be. I think the positive is that we were back to holding them to 25 points in the first half, which I thought was good, and I also thought that kept us in it. I think there's always a little bit, there's going to always be a little bit of a hesitation. You can say whatever you want. We want these girls to be as tough and as hard-nosed and bounce back and, be the best team in the country and this and that. And the reality is for a second you think, okay, I got to get myself – you have to get yourself back. And mentally you have to get yourself back. And I think that they were doing that. And I think, it took a little while to have somebody step up. And offensively we didn't have that until – I think Kelly Guy led us into halftime, and then I think getting the ball inside and Kelly in the second half as well. But Kelly and Emily and Jillian, I think, in the second half really stepped up for us. And all it took was, to be honest with you, I think Kelly's 3 is all it took. A little pat on the back, a little cheer, and then it gets a little bit contagious. And I thought, the second half we really I think we exploded. I think you could feel the momentum. I think they got a little bit of their confidence back, and that was, I think that was huge for us, especially even moving forward.
How about Jillian Ritchie, the player of the week in the GLIAC? She came within two of the school record in points on Thursday. The school record is 37, which kind of ironically is Sam Hoyt's, and she did it against Northwood a couple years ago. But she had 35 to Jillian and tied the school record for field goals in a game.
That was an unbelievable performance by Jillian. And, you know, once you realize what she did, you know, I know that she would give all of those points back if we would have gotten a win. But that part aside, it was an amazing performance by her. Completely, completely locked in. I think she did things that we have asked her to do and have wanted her to be successful at, getting the ball inside in the post. I mean, she was posting left and right and ceiling and wanted the basketball and finished. She went inside and out, and they had a hard time. They obviously had a tough time guarding her, and I just thought she was dominant, and I thought that she expanded her game. I thought she was shooting from every spot on the floor, and I was proud of our girls to keep giving her the basketball. And it was, you know, all around just an unbelievable performance. And, you know, I don't even want to bring this up, but she missed some free throws. And she would have had, you know, the all-time leading record, and I'm sure she's just, again, I don't think she cares, but I think that, you know, she makes those three free throws. She sets the school record, but
we don't go to overtime,
it was still
though,
an unbelievable performance.
You take on Northern Michigan, final game of the regular season. Coach, a team that you only gave up 49 points to earlier in the month. What are you expecting in this matchup down there?
I expect another battle defensively from both teams. I think they are the top two teams in the league in defense. Just watching other teams and our struggles trying to score against them the last time we played, they're just so big. They take up so much space, and they just protect the basket so well, and they challenge you to make some outside shots. And we're going to have to be able to do that. But looking at it, you know, I think it was a 20-19 game going into half, and it felt like we were trying hard, you know, and I'm looking forward to being down there. We have some things to work out from the last time that we were down there, and it's exciting at this point. You know, it's your last game of the season. It's against your rival. It has postseason implications. It's a lot of seniors for their team that we've known for a long time, and it's going to be an exciting game.
Coach, you locked up home court advantage throughout the GLIAC tournament. Your team's the top team in the GLIAC record-wise. They can't take that away from you now. You know, what's that mean moving forward here?
Really proud. We're just really proud of this team and how they've come together and how they've shared the basketball and believed in what we were doing and what's gotten us here. I think, you know, keeping defense in the front and foremost of what they are doing has been really important. And you can always every team is special, and this team is also very special. I'm really happy that they're going to be able to put a banner up and be remembered forever.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and it's going to be an exciting game down there. Probably low scoring. The Huskies taking on Northern Michigan at 5:30. You can hear the game right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after this. It is 16 degrees here in downtown Hancock with light snow falling.